The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks with your host, Amiya. Amiya is a spiritual teacher, seer, energy intuitive guide, and Reiki master. In this program, she supports people who are actively developing their fullest potential. She does this by teaching healing modalities and intuitive development through the honoring and awareness of self. Now, here is Amiya.
Namaste and welcome to Spirit Speaks. Today I'm going to be talking about fear versus faith. And I thought I would begin this show by defining what is commonly known as fear and faith. Fear is an emotion induced by a threat perceived by living entities, which causes a change in brain and organ function and ultimately a change in behavior, such as running away, hiding, or freezing from traumatic events. Fear may occur in response to a specific stimulus happening in the present or to a future situation, which is perceived as risk to health or life, status, power, security, or in the case of humans, wealth or anything held valuable. The fear response arises from the perception of danger, leading to confrontation with or escape from avoiding the threat, also known as the fight or flight response, which in extreme cases of fear, horror, and terror can be a freeze response or paralysis. And anyone that's lived on planet Earth, we have this human body, it's dense, Earth has a magnetic field, we have a magnetic field, and we've all experienced this element of fear. We know when our heart starts to beat fast, when it feels as though we have water in our veins running. You can feel your body seize up or just freeze like you can't move. And it's really important to identify and to know what it is that is causing the fear and why you are feeling the need to allow this kind of response. Because as I've talked before, when you look at the ego mind really throws up fear. And originally in man, it was to be a caution, a safeguard, to be able to say to that human being, you know, there's a lion, you need to run. Because there was danger to your person. But when souls came into the bodies on Earth in the beginning, it was never intended for that to be the strongest part of the individual. Instead, it was to be the spiritual mind, that spiritual connection to the divine. But over time, as we now as human beings became accustomed to the body, it was hard for us to let go of that. And it was the spiritual mind that was supposed to be dominant, not the ego mind. But human beings became attached. And through that attachment, that is how the ego mind became more dominant. And as we walk our path to enlightenment, this is what we're developing, is a stronger spiritual mind so that we don't allow that little smaller self, that little voice that keeps throwing up this fear, to dominate us. Now, faith is defined as belief, confidence, or trust in a person, object, religion, idea, or view, despite the absence of proof. Faith does not involve the abandonment of reason, but acknowledges more or less consciously the fact that a proof is not possible in a given context. Faith can show up as a simple tenor in a decision, as confident diligence or fanatic zealotry. Now, as Archangel Gabriel and I have had many discussions on a variety of topics, one of the things that came through was he introduced looking at the word fear. The first part of fear is F-E, and that's the symbol for iron. And iron is heavy. It weighs you down. It binds you. And the last part of fear, the A-R, in more modern terms, is like accounts receivable. When you are able to subdue the ego mind, you are able to receive all the blessings and the knowledge and the information. It is important in the task that you have been assigned to center yourself in love and not allow the mind to reach out and go into fear. You need not worry about what the dark is doing, those of dark intent. You need to instead focus and concentrate on your own task. Now, as I've just said about iron being heavy and it weighs you down, it causes you to become stuck and not to move forward. It keeps you immobile. It doesn't want to let go. And you have to ask yourself, who is directing your life? Are you allowing fear to direct your life? Or are you tapping into your own soul? And is your soul, with the help of your teachers, guides, and angels and Christ, directing your life so that you can live the most fulfilling life possible? And it is fear that you have to subdue. And basically, you just have to tell the ego mind, you can't go where the spiritual mind can go. You're a part of me, but this is something that I have to do, and I'll be back. And so in the beginning, when you start this process of walking your spiritual path, you have to learn the games and the negative self-talk that is thrown up by the ego mind to keep you from pursuing your divinity. Now, with faith, here's the difference. You look at the word faith, F-A-I-T-H. It's fa, the heart note. If you look at your chakras and start at the root, do, re, mi, fa. Fa is the heart note, the F musical note. And that's how we follow in faith. It's through the heart. That's how we're led. That's the true part of ourself. And as different of my angels talked to me about this in the past, they said positive affirmations, positive self-talk, balancing yourself in the heart, cleansing your auric field. These are all good things for you to do. Remember, when you go too much into the mind and you don't balance it with the heart, things will not be as clear or as easy. Come back down into the heart. There is the true self. The magic begins. Now, in June of 99, I was awakened, and as I looked at the clock and did my adding of the numbers, it equaled a 9. And of course, 9 is my number, and it also means completion. And what was said to me was two things. Your focus determines your reality. Your focus determines your reality. So you might want to ask yourself, what are you feeding? There is an old story about the white dog and the black dog. And the one that is most powerful is the one that you feed. So if you were to liken the white dog to your spiritual self and the black dog to your ego mind, or a negative aspect of yourself, who are you feeding? Which is stronger? Which one do you consider more powerful? Well, this is what it means. Your focus determines your reality. So let your focus be pure. Let it be of love. Let it be of positive affirmations and positive self-talk. Don't allow yourself to go into fear and to keep you there. This is why the ancients talked about know thyself. Because when you know yourself really well, you know your triggers. You know your own self-talk and whether or not somebody else that might be of dark intent that can telepathically introduce into your mind things that are not your own. Or if you are such that you're such a strong receiver, that antenna is up and you're picking up on a lot of different things, you might be running somebody else's negative energy or negative self-talk through your own mind. So you have to learn to discern, is this mine? Or is this coming from somewhere else? You should know the words that you're using, the words you're familiar with, how you think in your own mind, the lilt of your own voice, and know whether or not something that just instantaneously comes into your mind, is it yours or is it somebody else's? So this is something to reflect on. Pay attention. Pay attention to your thoughts and see where the fear is coming from, and is it even yours? And that's something else to consider. Do you take on ownership of someone else's emotions? Their negative emotions and how they view life. You need to use your own. Own your own. The other statement that was said, fear and faith cannot live in the same house. Isn't that true? We go back to the previous statement. Your focus determines your reality. So which one are you focusing on? Fear or faith? Fear and faith cannot live in the same house. Have you been bound by fear to the point where you couldn't even function? Where you couldn't walk forward, you couldn't pursue your dreams, you couldn't go out and get that job, or go out and meet someone, or go to something simple as going to the grocery store? Well, there's a lot of things to consider with regard to this, because it isn't just words. You have to always think in terms of mind, body, and soul. What is happening to your body? Are you low in a particular vitamin that is causing your body to react in a certain way that feels like fear or anxiety? Then you have to consider, fear affects our electrical system. We can get anxious. We can have panic attacks. And so what that does is binds us like iron so that we don't go out and pursue the things that are going to bring us the greatest happiness and fulfillment in our lives. So consider that with your body. It isn't just a word. It brings up all kinds of images and emotions. And so you have to think about, well, what can I do to bring about calm and balance and peace to my body? And as I've said before, one of the things, especially in traumatic situations, that can help your body come back to center is to go and get some acupuncture done. The other thing that is very effective is the emotional release technique, EFT. Because you have to start working with all three of those. You have to ask yourself, is my soul directing my life? Or am I allowing all of these other things to just happen to me instead of making these choices and asking Creator to come into your life so that you can align your will with his or her will? It's important that you spend this time reflecting, because it's only when you give this kind of energy to yourself will you come up with the answers. And so we have to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back and finish talking about this.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Are you a spiritual seeker? Have you always pondered the deeper questions in life? Have you looked at many spiritual paths and found some answers, but are looking for more? The Open Door, brought to you by the Summit Lighthouse, brings you each week practical spiritual teachings and tools that promote self-mastery, higher consciousness, and the opportunity to connect with the Ascended Masters. Join Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy as we explore the universe of spirituality, live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Channel.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned into Spirit Speaks. To reach Amiyat today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also reach Amiya via email at angela@SiriusEnergyEnterprises.com. Now, back to Spirit Speaks.
Welcome back. I was just talking to you about what happens with the body when we go into fear and what you can do to help to heal yourself and to start on that road to recovery. The suggestions that I offer to you, I am not just regurgitating from someone else. They have been my own experiences. I have experienced my own fear firsthand. I had to walk through that because in the beginning, when my soul's records was opened and I got to remember who I am as a total spiritual being. One of the master teachers had come to me and asked me, he said, there isn't anything that you have not already learned through previous lifetimes on earth, and you only need to take it on if you want to, but you have satisfied those requirements. So as I thought about it, I said, well, I will take on fear again. Because if I am to teach spiritual concepts, then I have to be able to know again and experience again firsthand what it feels like when people are starting their path to enlightenment and what it throws up in the mind and the body and how it's so important to go into the soul to tap in to be able to receive that guidance and the calm and the nourishment that we need to stay the course. And so that's what I chose. And so this is why I know firsthand what it feels like. I related to you before about an experience I had many years ago where I was traveling and I was on a plane and I was psychically attacked and I went into an instant panic attack, one that I had not ever had in my life. And because those of dark intent want to throw you off your path, you have to fight for yourself. And so one of the things that I did is I went and had acupuncture done. Because as I sat and was thinking about what I experienced, it hit my electrical system. And this was what was causing that fear, the panic. And I had to live through that for a while until I came to that place where I just got tired of experiencing that. And so I did for the first time. As a child, I didn't like needles, but I will tell you, having acupuncture done is nowhere near like the hypodermic needles of long ago, where they were much bigger. These are so thin, you don't even feel them going into your body. And instead, what you may feel if you're sensitive is your own chi. That energy, that electrical energy, when that really, really thin needle connects with that flow of electrical energy. And so don't be worried about it. Most of the practitioners that are out there understand your fear of needles. They're going to calm you down. They will recommend things that you can do. Whether or not you take something to relax before you go in. But one of the benefits of this is it will bring you such a state of calm that you'll ask yourself, why did I take so long to try this, to start to work with my body, to start to release some of these fears? Because remember, we do have cellular memory. We are born and we come encoded with these challenges that we are to resolve and then clear, cleanse, and release out of the body. And that's how we work with that. So what is more important to you, fear or faith? One of the most very interesting as well as satisfying quotes I think that I have seen with regard to fear and faith is by Ambrose Redmoon. And it goes like this: courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. So what's the most important thing in your life? Do you allow fear to dominate your every activity? Or do you push through that fear with courage and determination and say, I am not going to allow this to control my life? And as the Bible stated, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door will be open. Your answers are both within, and you're directed sometimes to the outer, whether it means that you're directed to an acupuncture practitioner or an emotional release practitioner, whether you start taking some of the flower essences, which, by the way, that is what establishes our electrical patterns. It is what will soothe those electrical patterns, because it has to do with cellular regeneration. So if over time your cells have become conditioned to that state of fear, you're going to need something to reverse that. And so there are several different flower essences that you can use that will help you to work through that process of letting go of fear so that it no longer dominates and controls your life. Perilandra is excellent. and it's spelled P-E-R-E-L-A-N-D-R-A. And these particular flower essences are referenced in the book by Michelle Small Wright, which is MAP, M-A-P, which stands for Medical Assistance Program. So you might want to look that up, because there's a lot of really good information in that book. Because you can't allow any aspect of yourself to go without you addressing that concern. And the body is a very important part of that equation. And another quote that I've read to you before, but of course this does address fear, is by Marianne Williamson, and she stated in her book, A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles, published by HarperCollins in 1992, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And isn't that the truth? And it's important that you stand in empowerment, that you empower yourself, knowing that you're not alone, that you have divine guidance every step of the way. You're not having to do this all by yourself. All you have to do is ask, and it will be given to you. Now, I had a meditation last year with a friend of mine, and what was said was, energy is surrounding you both. The clock is ticking. The answers are given. Pay attention to every clue that comes your way. Be it known that we are watching you. We feel your heart. We hear your thoughts. We know your movement, where you go, who you see. We're going to be transporting you beyond time, beyond space, beyond human conception and perception. There's nothing to fear. You know this place. It is a part of your divinity. Accept your birthright, your divine birthright, and know that. That's who you really are. You are a divine being. You are a child of God, and we are your family. Ask anything of us, and it will be given to you as it aligns with God's will. Well, one of the things that happened to me many years ago, I would say probably 20, is one of my teachers is Archimedes, who in another life expression was Avalokiteshvara. And I was complaining. I was not liking being sometimes when I felt alone on earth. And I was kind of talking up into the air. And I said, you've forgotten how hard it is to be here. And for me, it was because I was given the ability to remember home, because I had asked prior to being born that if I was to come to Earth to teach, that I wanted to remember my celestial home. And I was feeling homesick. And Archimedes said to me, well, change your perspective. It's like, wow, I felt like a slap upside the head. Change your perspective. When you get tired and done with feeling pity for yourself, decide in a more positive way. After all, chances are, as you were developing your birth blueprint, your life blueprint, and you agreed to various different things that was going to happen in your life, you made those choices of your own free will to learn these lessons. And so you have to change your perspective with regard to that. Are you going to complain and stay in fear? Or are you going to walk in faith, change your perspective to higher thinking rather than lower thinking? And that was important that Archimedes tell me that at that particular time, because he reminded me of what I had chosen to do of my own free will. Yes, I miss home, but I have a mission on Earth. And just like if you were a captain on a spacecraft and you were like Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise and you went out seeking all of the other life forms, you have a mission. And your mission will get done. And then you'll get to return home and you will be celebrated for all of the things that you were able to accomplish and to do. And you will feel satisfied. And you will know that you tried your best and you pushed forward through fear to accomplish what you needed to. Okay, hold that thought. We need to take another short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Ask Theo Live, channels to a new reality. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live. Channels to a New Reality, Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Are you ready to shift into higher consciousness? Are you ready for contact with beings from higher dimensions? Ancient and new spiritual technologies will help you take that evolutionary step. Find out more about this powerful shift when you tune in to Conscious Evolution Radio with Ann Gelsheimer. Let's help humanity evolve, bringing in the best possibilities and ideas that our world needs right now. Conscious Evolution Radio can be heard live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned into Spirit Speaks. To reach Amiyah today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also reach Amiyah via email at angela@siriusenergyenterprises.com. Now, back to Spirit Speaks.
Okay, welcome back. Well, we're talking about fear versus faith today. And I want to read to you a quote that came in June of 2007. But it was more than just a quote, because the angels had asked me to make the prayer hands and put them before my heart. And then the words that came through was, infuse with power the power of God, the essence of spirit, the knowledge of the all that is. When you make the symbol, hear those words, know them to be true. You are complete in your faith, knowing that you are a child of light. You have been well trained. And after all, this is the experiences that we gather and have on earth. And the master teachers will tell you over and over again, excuse me, that experience is the best teacher. It's not some idle concept, because you integrate in to your being the experience that you have. You know it with your mind. You feel it with your body. It becomes a part of your tools for future reference. And that's when you go into conversations, when somebody has brought something up and you say, oh, been there, done that one. That's because you had the experience. You know exactly what they're talking about. Another reference that I want to give to you, in the book, What is Light Body by Tashira Tachirin, she channeled Archangel Ariel. And as you know about me, if you've been following the shows, is that Archangel Ariel appeared to me at the foot of my bed. Anyway, on page 63, she said, right now, as most of you are in ninth level light body, Spirit is beginning to push you up against the gate of awakening. You are already experiencing the dissolving of your identities and your context. Allow it. Surrender to it. It is the resistance that hurts. Follow your spirit with every breath and every step. Be that vastness here, and you'll be exactly where you need to be, with whom you need to be, doing what you need to do in every now moment. The survival fears drop away. They become unimportant. As you manifest who you really are and what you're here to do, all the nagging little illusions become unimportant and not real. In levels 7, 8, and 9, you find that you're radiating light differently than you ever have. Your eyes appear very clear and different to other people. And I have seen this over and over and over again with people as I have taught. Even my own eyes, as I've shifted in consciousness many different times. And of course, you do experience that in the body. And sometimes your head gets light. You feel like the world is tipping and you're kind of walking sideways. And that's just one of the responses in the body that you might feel. And it's true, as you bring more light into your body, that light shows in your face, the countenance of your face, and how you feel in your positive self-talk. And so, do you know what it takes to follow Spirit? Why do you want to follow Spirit? The Holy Spirit will guide you in discovering and perfecting all of the aspects of yourself. You must learn to subdue the ego carnal mind in order that the spiritual mind becomes dominant once again. In remembering our divinity, we remember ourself in its purest state. Seek not to divide yourself from the One. Spirit will test your faith in God, Creator, and all that you think you know and understand presently. Spirit will cause you to examine your fears and how you allowed them to become a part of you. Ask yourself, do you desire to know man's truth or God's truth? To walk with Spirit means to walk in faith, knowing that you will always be taken care of and supported. And remember what I read in the very beginning with the definition of fear and faith. When fear comes up, center in love, and the energy will flow. A bit time, Christ had asked me, because he's my direct teacher, and I went through preparation with him in the heavens before I was born of earth. And he knew that I would go through a myriad of emotions and experiences, and knowing that my soul's records would be open to me. And one of the things that he asked of me was to share my soul with others, my experiences with others, even though sometimes I might want to hold them tightly to myself because they're so intimate, you know, they're so close. But I understand the need for that, because sometimes when other people have the courage to be able to share their experiences, it will help others because they have experienced something similar. So in January of 08, I once again was talking to Gabriel, and there was a channeling that came through me that said, some of you are flowering early. Others are now in the process of becoming the fullness of the full flower. When we challenge you, we do so to help you to learn, because it is through the experience of the trial that you learn the best. It becomes integrated within the body, within the soul, within the spirit. Let your heart guide you. Let the loving resonance of the heart guide you. This is a path that is not a fad. It is a path that you are walking upon since the day of your birth. It is a part of you. It is not separate from you. For each of you have attributes within you, some of which we have not yet seen, because it is not time yet. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with the others. Do not envy what has already been displayed by some. Your time will come. Remember, each of you is a soul, an individual soul. You have your individual teachings, and then you have the group teachings. We see and know that you are on your path exactly where you need to be at this particular time. Far, you have come already, but you must be consistent in continuing to walk. Walk in faith. Walk with grace. Walk with love. You have the stamina. You have the knowledge. You have the learning. We do not question your abilities, so you should not question your abilities. Be positive in all of your communication. This will help you in your own self-love. Your self-love provides a shield for you, a shield of protection. The brightness of the star that you have formed is now solid. And then what was said, let the burning desire of your heart, let it flame for the Christ, for it is Him that you are supporting by walking in the light. Let your desire burn hot and bright. Let the illumination of the Father's plan be made visible for all to see. We love you. And further, in 2007, this was a teaching of light. Forward thinking will manifest into direct relativity. Forward thinking requires letting go of past fears that are limiting and that bind you. Forward thinking requires an open mind, for how else will you evolve? Do you push against the gate and push against the gate, or do you open the gate and walk through? It is necessary that you learn in segments because it is palatable. You are able to assimilate small amounts of knowledge and then gain the experience by putting the information into practice. Through the practice, wisdom will result. Have faith that all things will be brought about and made manifest for the glory of God. We as God's servants and messengers are here to assist you. You are not alone in this endeavor. All you have to do is call upon us, and we will help to answer all of your questions. Not always do we answer the question directly. Instead, we may show you the answer through form. Some people cannot learn through hearing. They have to learn through seeing, and others through feeling. This is what makes each of you an individual, unique in your own right, because of the experiences that you have had through your many lifetimes. You were given a free will to act or to say no. We can help if you're desirous of wanting to learn about your home, about the heavens, about the mysteries. We will not overstep our bounds. It is not allowed. God grants you the dispensation to achieve what you are desirous of as it aligns with His will. As we've stated before, it is imperative that you find peace within yourself. For when you have peace, the mind is calm, the heart is calm, the soul is at ease. Do you see the wisdom in this? So you fight fear with positive self-talk and love, and you address your body, and you call on the Holy Spirit to comfort you and to bring you that peace and calm. So you have to be active in your role, so that your life can be more fulfilling and peaceful. It is not something that's just going to be done for you. You will be guided. You will be directed. There will be truth that will be brought to you. and the angels are there. You can feel their presence. You can feel those of the light that are around you. And know that you are not alone. You are not walking your path by yourself. So choose what you want to be in your life. And so I will leave you with, live your life with love, light, and laughter. Go in peace. Walk with grace.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Speaks. Please join Amaya for another intuitive program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Have a divine week.